Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. Welcome to True You Beauty Salon. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. I have an appointment with Tricia at 2 o'clock. I'm Glenn Park.
Oh, I can't find your name here.
Well, I called yesterday in the evening and made the appointment.
I see. We had a new employee who was training last night. She must have taken your call and forgotten to write down the details. I'm sorry. We're not busy. If you could just wait 10 minutes.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Thanks for understanding. Oh, and after you pay, be sure to pick up some vouchers for some great hair care products from the front desk.
Number 32. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 33. Why does the woman apologize? Number 34. What does the woman remind the man to pick up? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Oh, Jeremy, there you are. Have you had a chance to check out the problem I mentioned yesterday? I think there's an issue with the heater in conference room B.
Not yet. I've been setting up the new workspaces for the part-time workers we recently hired. I'll get to it as soon as I finish.
Great. And let me know if it can't be fixed right away. I'm planning to host our visiting clients in that room later this afternoon, so I'll change the location if it's still too chilly in there.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What does the man explain to the woman? Number 37. Why does the woman want to use the room today? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I'm calling from Hanover Hardware. We've had some problems with the studio producing our commercial, so we need to change the dates of the airtime we purchased.
Okay, you won't get a refund for the unused time, though.
Really? I'm surprised we'd still have to pay.
Let me check with my manager. Mr. Fleming, someone from Hanover Hardware wants to change the dates for their commercial time. Will they get a refund?
Well, the network has a policy that allows for one scheduled change if it's a daytime slot. Did they reserve a time in the afternoon or in the evening?
I don't know. I'll ask her right now.
Number 38. Where do the men most likely work? Number 39. What does the woman say she is surprised about? Number 40. What information will the woman be asked to provide? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I've started reading the Midnight Eye series, but it looks like you only have the first book on your shelves. Do you have the sequel in the back by any chance?
Ah, that title sold out very quickly. However, our weekly delivery from our distributor comes in tomorrow. Then we will have plenty of copies.
I'm leaving for a vacation tonight.
I see. Well, I could suggest several similar detective novels you could try.
Oh, I really want to find out what happens next. Would you see if you have an e-reader version available on your online store? Then I could just read it on my phone application.
Number 41. What type of business is the woman visiting? Number 42. What does the woman imply when she says,
I'm leaving for a vacation tonight.
Number 43. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Good morning, Salma. I was looking at the figures, and our sales have increased a lot since we opened our online store back in March.
I know. Our customers like the collection of different styles we offer online. There are even more choices than what we sell in the store.
Exactly. But how do you think we could make it even better?
I'm not sure. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I was thinking about offering a premium service. Perhaps it could have exclusive offers and expedited shipping.
Yeah, that would be good. I'll call the warehouse manager and see what kind of shipping options we could arrange.
Number 44. What happened in March? Number 45. According to the woman, what do customers like about the business? Number 46. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon, Tina. I saw your post about starting a biking club here in the company. I was wondering, could people who don't work here join too?
I suppose so. Anyone would be welcome to join our biking trips.
Well, I don't even have a bike, but do you remember Thelma Pierce? She used to work with me in sales. Anyways, she's a real biking enthusiast. She even cycled across Europe.
Wow, that's impressive. She should definitely join us then. We have our company's end-of-quarter party tonight at 6:30, but I can give her a call afterward. Then I'll let her know more about the club.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. Who is Thelma Pierce? Number 49. What will the speakers most likely do at 6:30? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome, and thanks for choosing Fetzer Solutions. My name is Susan, and this is Isabel. Our company can help analyze your employees' performances and attitudes about their work environment.
Thanks. It will be helpful to have the reviews done by an outside company. The employees will be more honest.
I'm wondering, why are you interested in our services at the moment?
Well, Isabel, we just doubled our staff 3 months ago in anticipation of market growth, and I want to make sure everyone is comfortable in their new positions.
Great. There are several service packages that should suit your needs then. And with some basic information, I can give you an idea of the cost.
Number 50. What service does Fetzer Solutions provide? Number 51. What did the man's company do 3 months ago? Number 52. What does Isabel offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Wes Taylor. I turned in an application for the copy editor position at your publishing house earlier this week. I wanted to call and follow up on it.
Hello, Mr. Taylor. I haven't seen it yet, but since you're on the line, tell me about yourself.
Oh, let's see. I studied journalism at university, and I just graduated in the spring.
Good for you. However, most of our employees started out at smaller companies.
That's what I figured. If it helps, though, I was the head editor of my university newspaper.
Interesting. Would I be able to see an issue you worked on?
Sure. I can email you a digital copy now.
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Most of our employees started at smaller companies"?
Number 55. What will the man do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Hello, Rosita. Have you had the chance to read the article I sent you about new trends in the hotel industry?
Yes, and I believe it gives us a good idea about how to market our newest line of massage chairs.
Indeed. Apparently, hotels around the country are creating relaxing lounge areas for guests. We should focus on the largest franchises.
Well, we'll have a product trial session tomorrow. We can ask the participants how they would feel about using one in a hotel.
Number 56. What does the woman say she has done? Number 57. What type of product is being discussed? Number 58. What will take place tomorrow? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I just landed and I'd like to arrange a taxi to take me to the Sanford Hotel in the business district. And I need to get there quickly as I'm giving a lecture there at 10 a.m.
Certainly, but that hotel is in the theater district, not the business district.
Oh, really? I'm sure I read online that it's located there.
You're probably confusing it with the Sandringham Hotel on Markley Avenue.
You might be right. Anyway, I'd like to get going as soon as possible.
No problem. It's a flat fee of $18 from here to your destination. We accept cash or credit card.
I think I have cash. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, just take this receipt and present it to the next taxi driver in line outside this airport terminal.
Number 59. Where is the woman planning to go this morning? Number 60. What is the woman surprised about? Number 61. What does the man give the woman? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Hello, sir. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Yes, I'm interested in purchasing this phone. It has a long-lasting battery, right?
That's correct. That model supposedly has the best battery life on the market.
Oh, I almost forgot about this coupon too.
Well, if you can wait to buy it on Saturday, you could get 25% off.
Ah, I see that. My mobile phone just broke and I need one for work. I'll just have to take the 15% discount. Does it still come with a free case and headphones, though?
It does, but we're currently sold out of cases that fit that model.
Number 62. What did the speakers mention about a mobile phone? Number 63. Look at the graphic. On which day is the man making a purchase? Number 64. What additional service does the man ask about? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and computer window.
Hello, Connor. When are you leaving for the product demonstration in the research department?
Oh, I'm just about to go, but perhaps you'll know. I'm trying to watch a video I downloaded, but when I try to open it, this window pops up.
That's because of the latest system update. You'll have to reinstall the media player, and it gives you a few options for how to do it.
Well, which is best?
Don't choose the fourth, it's too complicated. A few other people in the sales department used the third option, and I didn't hear any complaints.
Okay, I'll try that too. And then I'll head to the demonstration. Number 65. What does the man say he is trying to do? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which option does the woman suggest selecting? Number 67. Where will the speakers most likely go next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and office park map.
Hello, Mr. Goodman. It's Skylar, the producer from the ABQ radio show. I went over our schedule, and we would love you to come in and do an on-air interview. How does Thursday at 10 a.m. work for you?
Oh, fantastic. Let me check my planner. Yes, I'm free at that time.
Good to hear. Badger Studios, where we record, is part of a business complex. Our building is on Walter Street, right in front of the baseball field.
Okay, I'll be able to find it. Which floor are you on?
The 9th floor, but while you're in the lobby, you'll need to sign in at the security desk.
Number 68. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which building is Badger Studios located in? Number 70. What does the woman tell the man to do in the lobby?